Unit 25.
Listening and speaking. Exercise 4. Listen to Dr. Jennifer Jenkins talking about English as an international language. Which statements above does she agree or disagree with? Why?
I've come to King's College London to talk to Dr. Jennifer Jenkins, who's a senior lecturer in applied linguistics. Now, Jennifer, you're quite interested in the teaching and learning of international English. Can you explain in general terms what this is?
It's based on the fact that nowadays the majority of people who speak English around the world are non-native speakers of English. They've learnt it as a second or subsequent language. They use it to speak with each other. And therefore, they're not really learning what's always been called English as a foreign language, English to speak to native speakers of English. They're learning it for more international communication. And that has all sorts of implications for the sorts of things that they need to be able to do.
So what would be the main differences between the kind of English that's widely taught around the world today and perhaps what you describe as a more international form?